Good morning. It's 7:08 a.m. on Friday, July the 6th, 2018. Oh, it's going to be a muggy one. It's actually quite cool this morning. I think it's around 60. The official temperature says 51. I don't think it's quite that cool yet at the moment. So we've got AC guys coming to check the unit to make sure it's actually working right. I've got the power company coming to make sure that the saver switch is actually operating correctly after having been knocked off, literally broken off the air conditioning unit itself by the hailstorm the other day. I assume it was the hailstorm. I haven't had anything else back there that would have caused it to suddenly spring free and go wandering about in the backyard. The book? Wow. Yesterday was another 5K day. The new regime of not thinking about it. It's like, okay, it's the top of the hour, it's time for sprint. Go! It's not, I'm not having a lot of, well, should I write? No, it isn't. That's not a question. I don't think about it. It's like, how many sprints do I have to get my 5,000 words in? They don't have to be great words, they just have to be words. Because once I have the first draft, then I can start fixing it. Bring it into line with the story that emerged rather than the story that I thought I was going to write. Some new fence work going in here. Several piles of, or several bags of sacrete and some posts. It's supposed to be hot today. It's supposed to be mid-90s. So it's good that we're getting the AC looked at. They'll come back in a couple of weeks and do a full system check, but I wanted to get them in. Actually, I was willing to wait for the system check, but my wife wanted to get them in like ASAP, so they're doing it. My legs are sore this morning. Becks, my thighs are complaining. I'm not quite sure exactly why all of a sudden. I haven't done anything extra special. I've been walking with a metronome for a few days now. A couple of weeks, I think. Anyway, yeah, the book is almost done. I'm over 99,000 words. I'm going to break through 100,000 words today easily, if the story lasts that long. Needless to say, the air conditioning, the furnace company that does the air conditioning maintenance for us is a little bit busy. This is only the beginning of the cooling season. We've, come on, get back on the mate. There you go. I couldn't get back on the beat. We've only had the air conditioning running, seriously running, for about a month. And we'll need it through, we'll probably need it through September anyway, and probably into October. So, yeah, we're the rest of July, all of August, September, we've got several months yet, 2 or 3 months yet before we've got to, before we can really go without it. It's an expense that we sort of have to bear because we live where we live. Sweat. I haven't had my peanut butter toast this morning. I got up and had some coffee, and I realized it was later than normal, in large part because I was up later than normal. I went to bed at a reasonable time, but then I got reading. It's one of those books where do I like it? On a technical scale, it's adequate. It opened with a battle, a fight. And I'm not real big on that as an opening. Come on, stand the pace. There we go. But I'm getting drawn into it slowly. I don't know if I will go beyond. I got a 3-book box set for cheap. I don't know if I will go on and pick up the later books. They're awfully short. I think they're novellas. Novella size. Come on. Gosh, why am I having so much trouble staying on the beat this morning? It's hard to tell on a box set because you don't really get a feel for how many pages there are, how much length there is, because it's being masked because there are multiple books. I'm not going to complain too much about it. I've got 2 more books to read in this box, and I'm enjoying the read, so that's cool. Coming up on the monk post. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. There we go. Okay, good, solid. Back in the groove. And I've got a nice amount of shade. I probably should have gone at 6 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock, but Because I got up late, I started riding late. I already got one sprint in this morning. It was almost 500 words. 25 minutes, so. It was a slow start. I was trying to get my brain jump-started. I was trying to get my head back in the story after sleeping for 6 hours. I got the feeling that I'm flailing a little bit, that I need to do a bit of... I'm getting bogged down in things that aren't important to the story. But I'm just going to write through them, keep going until I find... till that thread shows up again in bright letters. And then I will deal with anything that doesn't actually fit afterwards. I'm trying to keep my sprint time moving. I'm trying to keep the sprint words flowing. And not do a lot of... What was that guy's name again? What was that ship name again? Not going to look up things. While I'm in the middle of a sprint, so that I can keep the word count going, keep the story moving, and I'll be able to fix this all in the second draft. So it's not really important. It's like, what's this guy's name? I don't remember. Okay, this guy's name goes into square brackets, and off we go. Zoya's kind of a hard ass. I found that out the hard way. I've reached a dead spot, apparently, because I'm walking and not talking. I think about little things that I could do here. At the end, there are several things I have to do still. But there's only one real important one. One more important thing that has to happen so that I can close the story up. Okay. last pass here. We're gonna go north, go beside the park. There's a guy walking his dog here. Get a walk around him. Good morning. I'm leaning forward. I'm trying to get my posture back so that I'm not always walking like Popeye with my chin stuck out. Sun's up high enough. It's giving me a lot of glare on my glasses. Probably because my glasses are so filthy that. It's hard for the light to get through. Grass is so green, and yet scattered through it are these yellow gold seed heads. Ooh, two poppies. Two blossoms on the spiny poppy here this morning. It's looking good. I have a bug on my glasses. Better my glasses than my eye, I suppose. Oh, I've got to get out here and fix the fence. I've got to get out here with this chainsaw and take down some of these sports that are beginning to get too big. I have to call the tree company to get a couple trees taken out. Those, as long as we've been here, we've got a couple of aspens growing by the corner of the house. One of them's dead. The other one's pretty much at end of life. They don't last forever. Anyway, here I am. I made it. Another 2 miles behind me. The point where I say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.